This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So in case you were not aware, Facebook has not only permanently banned Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, and others, but they've also said that you're not even allowed to post a photo of any of these people. You're not even allowed to link to any article or podcast or video of these people unless you express condemnation against these individuals. So in other words, Facebook is now mandating hate speech. You have to hate Laura Loomer in order to not be banned by Facebook if you're going to post anything about Laura Loomer. You have to hate Paul Joseph Watson. Otherwise, you will be censored. So what's, of course, grossly ironic and just kind of horrifying about this is that Facebook claims that these people have been deplatformed because they were guilty of hate speech, that they were deemed, quote, dangerous by Mark Zuckerberg, a 35-year-old globalist tyrant, a criminal racketeering mafia leader, in my opinion, who needs to be permanently imprisoned. I mean, he needs to be arrested, indicted, imprisoned, and removed from society. This guy, just like Jack Dorsey and the leaders of Google and the other tech giants, they need to be, you know, even Tim Cook at Apple, they need to be indicted, arrested at gunpoint by the federal government and charged with multiple crimes, including treason and election meddling, by the way. But these people are really dangerous. And yet they call Milo Yiannopoulos dangerous, a gay conservative who is, you know, half comedy half the time. You know what I mean? They call Paul Joseph Watson dangerous when they can't point to a single violation, a single thing that Paul Joseph Watson has done that they can claim is dangerous at all. And they claim Laura Loomer is dangerous when Laura Loomer is really just a young Jewish American activist who has tried to stand up for, you know, basic Jewish rights, basic just the right to live as a Jewish American without being attacked by pro-Muslim or Muslim terrorist-linked organizations. That's what this has come to. And so you are now required to exhibit, to demonstrate hate speech against these individuals, or you will be deplatformed by Facebook. This has gone too far. This has, I mean, they've jumped the shark with this one. This has become so insane that President Trump has now tweeted out in a tweet storm that this has got to end, that Trump is looking at all the options, that free speech must be respected in America, and we cannot allow these authoritarian, radical left-wing corporations to engage in speech police and thought police. We can't let Mark Zuckerberg control who we're allowed to hate and who we're allowed to love and to tell us that we have to engage in hate speech in order to be on his platform. This is insane. This cannot be tolerated anymore. And I'm very glad that Trump is stepping up to the plate here, because I would imagine it's probably only a matter of time before, you know, if the federal government doesn't go in there and shut this down in some way, probably there would be a popular uprising. And even I've called for the people to occupy peacefully, I should say, to peacefully occupy and dismantle the tech giants. Google needs to be shut down. Facebook needs to be ripped apart and shut down. Tear them down. Arrest their CEOs. Charge them with criminal collusion, fraud, violation of civil rights, violation of human rights, racketeering, election meddling, conspiracy to commit felony fraud crimes across America. These organizations, they are so dangerous now. They have proven themselves to be so dangerous, including Twitter, that they have to be shut down. You know, it used to be I was calling for regulation of Twitter and Facebook and all these others. Now I realize they have to be dismantled. They have to be completely ripped apart by the government and shut down. They cannot be allowed to operate in a civil society because they do not follow the rules of civil society. They are the dangerous ones. They have decided that they will be the dictators of allowable speech and that they will have zero transparency. Their CEOs are not elected. They have no due process for deciding who gets banned or who is unbanned. There is no procedure by which someone who is accused of something by Facebook can defend themselves. Most of the time, they don't even give you a reason. When I was deplatformed by Twitter a couple of months ago, Twitter just basically said, F you, we don't have to give you a reason. Stop asking us why we banned you. It's insane. And Apple has engaged in the same behavior as well. And so has Google, banning apps on the Android platform, for example, banning the Gab app, as Apple has done as well. All of these tech giants, it's now clear that they are the threat to America. And it is not a mistake to designate these tech giants enemies of America, enemy combatants engaged in acts of war against the United States of America. And that's the key designation. See, I believe that President Trump should designate these tech giants to be enemy combatants engaged in acts of warfare and treason against America. And after that is declared, President Trump could dispatch the military police to go in and at gunpoint arrest the top managers and CEOs of these tech companies and at gunpoint take over their operations, take over their servers. And at that point, the government could decide to either allow these companies to operate if they agree to respect the First Amendment, which is one of the ideas, or just dismantle them and shut them down and deem them to be a threat to national security, a threat to our democracy, and frankly, a threat to the mental health of the American people. Look, let's face it. Twitter is a threat to the mental health of America. And Facebook is a spying surveillance engine. And Google is a front for the NSA that spies and surveils people. And so is Amazon. And so is Apple. These tech companies, frankly, need to be dismantled. And again, I'm glad to see Trump taking action on this because if he doesn't, I have a feeling that the American people are going to rise up at some point and do something to stop these tech giants because look at how dangerous they have become. And I'm not calling for any kind of violence, by the way. I call for a peaceful effort to occupy and dismantle these tech giants. But make no mistake, the deep state wants people to rise up and wants people to protest because they are planning a false flag attack where deep state operatives will break into probably a Facebook office and shoot up the place and mass murder people. They will carry out a mass shooting so that they can blame Trump supporters. That is something that I have no doubt they are planning to do. So watch out for that false flag operation attempt. But stay informed. This is Mike Adams, one of the most censored voices in the world today. And you can, of course, follow my work at newstarget.com or naturalnews.com. Watch my videos at brighteon.com. My channel there is HR Report. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory-validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com.